Interrupt your regular scheduled programming for Healing Crusader Sports Time on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And now to the game.
And welcome everyone to Crusader Basketball on Catholic Radio. We are high above the O'Gorman Fieldhouse this afternoon. The regular season home schedule comes to an end as the Crusaders host the Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson Yellow Jackets. In a Saturday afternoon matinee special, I'd like to welcome all of our listening audience, wherever you may be tuning in from. It's great to have you with us once again. A short turnaround from last evening, but we're back at it. And today it's Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson taking on the Crusaders. In game one, the third-rate Crusaders, supporting a 19-1 season mark, are coming off another big win last evening, 73-38 over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln in a game you heard here on Catholic Radio. And a win tonight would clinch the outright regular season title in the Missouri Rivers Activities Conference. For the Crusaders, this afternoon's game will mark the end of what's been a memorable season. The Crusaders have earned a first-round bye in the first round of the 4A Region 3 that then will await the winner of Sergeant Bluff Luton and Storm Lake for a regional semifinal next Saturday night at 7 o'clock from here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. The game will, again, have a 7 o'clock tip-off, and we will carry that game live on Catholic Radio. In Game 2 tonight, the 12-7 Crusaders will look to build on what was a big 66-55 road win over a good Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln team, a team, by the way, that had defeated the Crusaders by 20 just 8 days prior. In that game, we saw a coming-out party of sorts for 6'6" junior forward Charlie Von Drager, as Charlie hit 6 of 7 three-point shots off the bench to fuel that victory. Also, a big game last night for Quinn Olson coming back off an injury. It was good to see the Crusaders back at full tilt. That was a big win. In the Yellow Jacket team that they're going to entertain today, again, they lost to the Yellow Jackets just 8 days ago. It is a team that sits at 17-3 on the season, and it's remarkable considering the fact that they were just 3-19 last year. Really big turnaround for that Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson team. It should be a good one in our nightcap. Alongside Iowa Hall of Fame coach Tom Betts and Eric Fox back at the studio, I'm Bob Gary, and once again, we're welcoming all of our listening audience to another afternoon of Healing Basketball on Catholic Radio. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show ahead of today's conference contest. KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio, and Bishop Healing wish to thank all of our loyal listeners for taking time out of your afternoon to listen to today's coverage of Bishop Healing Basketball. And, of course, we want to send out a heartfelt thanks to all our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Healing Athletics throughout the school year. Without your support, none of this would be possible. Today's pregame is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Verity Group, along with Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Action Coats XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. Well, Thomas, first things first, how was the granddaughter last night?
Oh, my gosh, is anything better? No, she was awesome. I got to see her for a couple games over in Omaha at Elkhorn North versus Norris. Saw some great basketball, too. A little bit of boys and girls is Elkhorn North girls have Britt Prince, who is one of the nation's most highly sought after players. She's committed to the University of Nebraska, so I always get to catch a little bit of her. She's fun to watch. And then the Elkhorn North boys did lose to Norris, a common opponent of the Healing Crusaders. Healing boys lost to Norris here down at Council Bluffs at the Classic here about a month ago. And it was a good night, and the whole time I was tuning in as well. I had a lot of tried to catch on the radio, couldn't do it, but I had a lot of parents sending me updates.
Well, it was a fun night. Both the men's and the women's teams played really well last night. Well, first things first, girls' game. We're not going to cloud the obvious. this is really a mismatch. Thomas Jefferson comes in at 1-19. The Crusaders just the polar opposite at 19-1. What basically you're playing for tonight is an outright title for the girls in the conference, and really the culmination of what's been an outstanding regular season.
Absolutely, and games like this, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And Coach Coolster usually does it the right way. He'll TJ's down a little bit. We have an exceptional team, so come take care of business. But you're not out here to embarrass anybody either.
Absolutely not. Again, and so that's our first game. Second game, obviously, it'll be a good one. The Crusaders now at 12-7, and all these games, Tom, are really important as you head near the playoff situation and getting the best possible seeds you can. You have to really commend this Thomas Jefferson's men's program for the turnaround they've had this year. They added a couple of transfer students in, but nonetheless, to go from I think was 3-19 last year to where they currently stand at 17-3 is really remarkable. And they've played a difficult schedule. It's not like they've scheduled the Sisters of the Poor.
No, they play. Again, I'm on a ranking committee in 3A, and I'll be honest. Sometimes in Northwest Iowa, in the 3A, 4A level, does not get a lot of love from the rest of the state. But the MRAC this year was tougher than people think it was. And then TJ went out, as the Gila boys did too, and they scheduled out-of-state very tough opponents. And all that does is make you better come tournament time. Obviously we want to get a big win today, but I'm rooting for TJ come tournament time to surprise some people around the state.
And we talked, getting back to the girls a little bit, and we talked about Charlie Von Drager's big game in the boys, but how about Abby Lee last night? 28 points in just three quarters of play for the girls and fueling that big win over Abraham Lincoln. Brooklyn Stanley chipped in 19, Melina Snoozy 14. The big three were truly the big three again last night. And I tell you what, I think this girls' team's operating on all cylinders right now. The bench is getting a little more productive. Really a lot of good things happening.
Yeah, when you look at 4A and girls, I really feel that it's a four-team race. Obviously anything can happen. You got to come out and play the game, no doubt about it. But I think when you look at the opportunity to win a state championship, I think it comes down to about four teams, and Crusaders are definitely one of those.
You're listening to the Verity Group Crusader pregame show ahead of today's doubleheader action. From the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, we're going to send it back to the studio and hear from some of our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Heelan Athletics here on the home of Bishop Heelan Athletics, Catholic Radio, 88.1 on your FM dial. We'll be right back.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heelan, and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heelan Athletics.
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake, we make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712
224-2020.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind- and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
Falk Brothers, being in business for so long, has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Falk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Falk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to our pregame show ahead of today's MRAC doubleheader with Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Our pregame is brought to you, as always, by Verity Group, LLC, along with Wilmus Do It Best Hardware, Action Coach, XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. Again, it's a contest in game one between a 19-1 Crusader team looking to clinch the MRAC regular season title against a Yellow Jackets team that stands just 1-19. The Crusaders won handily just 8 days ago against the Yellow Jackets. That is game one. Game two should be a competitive one. 12-7 Crusaders will be taking on a very good Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson team that stands at 17-3 on the season. So you should have a good afternoon of basketball here on Catholic Radio. It's great to have you aboard wherever you may be listening from. We certainly appreciate your patronage, and we'll do our best to give you the picture of the game here. We're going to take it back to the studio now to hear our pregame prayer from Bishop Heelan Chaplain Father Travis Crowdy. When we come back, we'll have opening starting lineups and an opening tip. Again, it's Crusader basketball this afternoon on Catholic Radio.
Hello, this is Nick Hegarty, Heelan Class of 1996 and Market President at Prime Bank. Whether you attended Heelan yourself or sent your own children to Heelan, your family became a part of the Heelan family. Well, it's the same way at Prime Bank. When you bank with Prime Bank, we make you feel like family. Our staff works with you to make sure all your banking needs are met with our outstanding accounts, great rates, and a staff you know and trust. Make Prime Bank your bank and be a part of the Prime Bank family. Member FDIC.
What makes your home, home? Is it a favorite reading corner? A growth chart on the door frame? A bunk bed that doubles as a fort? Home is that feeling of warmth and safety. A place where you belong. At Security National Bank, we put thoughtful care and attention into helping you find your place. Not just any place, but your home. Because home matters. Security National Bank. Everything matters. Member FDIC.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders!
Hello, listeners. I am Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Greenville Pharmacy is a fully staffed modern pharmacy that specializes in providing personalized care and concern for each prescription customer. At Greenville Pharmacy, you are far greater significance than just another prescription number. We recognize you and greet you as a customer, friend. As our friend, your good health and well-being are truly a primary concern. Proud sponsor of 88.1 FM and Healing Sports.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's ballgame as we get ready for the opening tip. It's Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee for the Crusaders. Grant, Payne, Strong, Hasek, and Jarman for TJ. And the Crusaders control the opening tip as Melina Snoozy will probe there in the high post, and now Maddie Demke is going to set the offense up. She kicks it right wing to Stanley, back up high to LaFleur. Stanley, cross-court pass, Snoozy. Snoozy puts it on the ground, pulls up 16 feet, in and out, rebound by LaFleur. She puts it back in. Nice job, Maddie LaFleur, of getting the first bucket of the game. 2-0 Crusaders here early on.
Crusaders look like they're going to start on a little man defense, half-court man, and see if they can, this game's about working on some things that maybe you don't do a lot of, and Crusaders don't play a lot of man defense.
Jarman for the Yellow Jackets drives in, kicks it back to Hasek. It's a turnover. Here comes Snoozy going coast to coast off the steal, and she gets the bucket. A quick 4-0 start for the Crusaders tonight's first quarter, brought to you by Fibricom as well as Mills, Schellhammer, Pitts, and Associates. As Tom mentioned, they're going to start a man-to-man defense. Taryn Grant, who has Gant has been in this lineup for a long time, handles the ball, gets it across easily. It's Grace Strong with the ball. Crusaders not really applying an overabundance of pressure as Abby Lee steps in the passing lane, gets the steal. Crusaders 2-on-1. They kick it up to Demke. Demke misses it, but there to finish up and follow up is Melina Snoozy. And that brings a quick timeout by Coach Driver for Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. A minute 25 into the ballgame. Crusaders up 6-0. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Fibricom as well as Mills, Schellhammer, Pitts, and Associates. Our other first quarter sponsors include Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. On your Security National Bank scoreboard early on, 6-0 Crusaders.
Yeah, I think you're not going to see a lot of extended pressure, traps, anything like that today. I'm sure TJ right now, coach is just going to say, hey, where's our pressure release? If you're getting some pressure, who's got to come help that player with the ball out? And he's going to do everything he can to coach those kids up today.
For the Yellow Jackets, there are two players that tend to score the most for them. Grace Strong, who averages 10.5 points a game, as well as Taryn Grant, a 5'8 senior. She averages just shy of 10 points, and it's going to be the aforementioned Strong bringing it across. Crusaders switch into that 1-3-1 here coming out of the timeout. Good backdoor cut to Gant, and she misses it. But on the rebound, Maddie Demke is going to be fouled in the backcourt. That foul is going to be on Taryn, and that's her first.
Crusaders switched up out of the timeout into a 1-3-1 half-court trap. Demke will bring it up and play against a little 1-2-2 presented by TJ.
Yellow Jackets trying to match up to the perimeter game for the Crusaders. It's Snoozy driving into the lane. She flips it back. Three-pointer, Brooklyn Stanley. Stanley's off the horn, but it's rebounded by Abby Lee. Abby's turnaround jumper from 10 feet is just a little bit short. Nice rebound there by Payne. Here come the Yellow Jackets. They're not going to rush things up. The lower the game scoring this game is, the more in their favor. Crusaders back to that man-to-man defense. It's Demke applying pressure on the wing. Now it's left wing. Cameron Hossick guarded by Lee. Lee's backing off her back up high to Payne. Over to Hossick.
Going to give Hossick that three-pointer as she's only attempted four on the season.
Really struggling here. 4 seconds left on the shot clock, and there's going to be a turnover here right as the shot clock expires. So good defensive sequence for the Crusaders. They lead 6-0. We're 2.5 minutes into the ball game, 5:30 left in quarter number one. On your Security National Bank scoreboard, it is the Crusaders 6, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 0. Here come the Crusaders with the ball. Yellow Jackets really backed in that zone. They're going to give them the three-pointer, and Snoozy's going to take it and drill it.
And a player that's been in a great shooting rhythm as of late. Kind of as of all season.
All season. She's the real deal. 7 points early for Snoozy. 9-0 Crusaders is driving into lane for the Yellow Jackets. Made a nice move with Strong, but she missed the short one. Rebounded by Lee, given to Demke. A quick three-pointer there by Brooklyn Stanley, and already we're seeing the dominance by the Crusaders as they lead 12-0 here. And we have yet to play halfway through quarter number one. Crusaders staying in that man-to-man defense. They kick it right wing now to Hossick. Again, Hossick is not a perimeter shooter, and so they're playing off her. Driving the lane there is Grace Strong. Back up to Hossick. Strong on the left wing.
Running a little old Creighton high post offense. Dana Allman out here on the court today for TJ.
A little overload there is driving into the lane. There's going to be another shot clock violation as they got it inside to Gant, but the ball was blocked and the shot clock ran out. So turnover, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Here come the Crusaders. TJ's going to sit back into that 1-2-2 matchup zone. Demke hands back. Stanley's going to run the offense from the point. She kicks it right wing. There's a 15-foot jumper off the mark by the Crusaders, but Abby Lee's there for the rebound and the putback. It's going to be an and one, and she's fouled in the act of shooting the shot. Went. Snoozy missed a short jumper, but Lee was there for the rebound, and that foul is going to be whistled on Taryn Grant. And for Gant, that's her second foul already. And Miss LeFleur coming off, Miss Lee coming off 28 points last night. Completes the old-fashioned three-point play. 3 points for her, 15 for the team. 15-0 Crusaders. We're under 4 minutes left in quarter number one. Nice job by the Yellow Jackets. Strong of getting the ball across into the attack zone, but they throw it away. And here's another run out as Demke's ahead of the pack. She hustles up and catches the ball. Now flips it back to Stanley. Stanley's 17-foot jumper's off the mark. Lena Snoozy's there to tip the rebound out to Lee, or out to LeFleur. They go back inside to Lee, and she's got five. The lead is now 17-0 Crusaders.
Yeah, great little post entry there by Brooklyn Stanley as Crusaders back into that man defense. And is kind of we thought TJ would have a hard time really, you know, competing offensively with the Crusaders.
Taryn Grant, Grace Strong handling the duties with the ball as she gets it into Gant in the corner. A little give and go there, but it's stolen once again, and a four-on-one Crusaders, and Stanley's going to take it all the way to the hole, but missed the layup. Nice rebound there by Strong. Yellow Jackets now push it up, and they're going to be called for a traveling there as Taryn Gant got the ball on the baseline and tried to make a move, but forgot to put the drip ball on the ground and traveling.
The devil's in the details, Bob.
Absolutely. Here come the Crusaders up 17-0 here, 2:39 to go in your first quarter. They're going to go left wing, cross-court pass, Stanley, open three, good. Really nice cross-court pass by Snoozy. Stanley knocks it down. That's already the third three-pointer of the night for the Crusaders. 20-0 here, 2:22 to go. First quarter brought to you by our corporate sponsors, Fibercom and Mills, Shell, Homer, Pitts, and Associates, along with Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center, as we're going to get a timeout called by the Yellow Jackets. Just having a hard time getting anything going offensively, and it's going to be a full timeout. We're going to take a timeout with them with 2:07 to go here in quarter one. It's the Crusaders 20, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson nothing.
Come away to a quiet place. Trinity Heights offers more than two dozen shrines, memorial garden spots, and quiet corners for prayer and reflection amidst 14 acres of spacious walkways and soft green spaces. We offer a peaceful setting away from everyday hassle. Two magnificent statues anchor Trinity Heights on each end, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Peace, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. An impressive life-size carving of the Last Supper is located in St. Joseph Center across from the Marion Center gift shop. You will find Queen of Peace in Trinity Heights located at 33rd and Floyd Boulevard, Sioux City, Iowa.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. Eric Fox back at the studio. Well, we got kind of a runaway going here, Tom. 6 minutes into the ball game, the Crusaders up 20-0. As the Yellow Jackets have already burned two of their timeouts, and they'll have possession of the ball in their own front court with 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Again, 2:07 to go here in quarter number one. Checking in the ball game is Julie Verzel for the Crusaders. Yellow Jackets got an open three and knocked it down. How about that? Nice looking. Taryn Grant with the three.
Great little inside out as the Crusaders came out in the zone again, and nice job by TJ attacking it.
They're going to call that a two-pointer. Must have been on the line there. Snoozy with another three. Well, Snoozy already with 10 here in the first quarter. Snoozy with 10, Stanley with 6, and Lee with 5 for the Crusaders. There's another nice drive by Gant. She misses it, but the ball goes out of bounds off Verzel, and it's going to stay in the hands of the Yellow Jackets. 1:28 to go here, quarter number one. As the Yellow Jackets are going to rotate a couple players in, and coming back in the game is Jarman as well as Hossick for the Yellow Jackets. Carly Kolb is going to check in for the Crusaders, and checking out will be Abby Lee. So we've got on the floor for the Crusaders, we've got Kleiss, Kolb, Verzel, Stanley, and Snoozy. As Snoozy's ahead of the pack, Molina gets the fin. Oh, misses the finish there. It's Carly Kolb with a nice follow-up, gets the offensive board. Snoozy cross-court, Kleiss. Kleiss open three, looks good. Just a little bit strong, rebounded by the Yellow Jackets, and we're going to see a foul whistled on the Crusaders on the rebound. Carly Kolb picks up that foul. 1:10 to go here, quarter number one, 23-2 Crusaders. First quarter has been brought to you by these outstanding sponsors: Bargain Center, Sneaky's Chicken, Sioux Body Shop, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux City Bandits, and Staber Meats, along with Fibercom and Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts, and Associates. As we're saying that, the Yellow Jackets turn the ball over. Crusaders now in the attack zone. Stanley, free throw line, kicks it corner. Kleiss, open three, in and out. Rebounded by Stanley, back to Kleiss. She's going to swing it up to Snoozy. Snoozy drives, backs off, back to Kleiss, up high. left corner, Stanley, three-pointers off the mark, a nice rebound there by the Yellow Jackets. Getting that rebound was number 21, Riley Wirtz, who's checked into the ballgame. She's a 5'6" junior. Yellow Jackets now with 27 seconds to go. They trail 23-2 as they throw the ball away, trying to hit a cutting Wirtz. And turnover goes to the Crusaders. The shot clock will be off. Crusaders can grab the last shot of the quarter should they choose.
Reminder, 2 weeks from today, we've got the Healing Show Choir invite here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse.
Also a reminder that playoff action for these girls will start a week from today, a 7 p.m. tip-off with the winner of Sergeant Bluff and Storm Lake from here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. That'll be covered on Catholic Radio. 4 seconds left, 3 seconds. They give it to Snoozy in the corner. The quick release is good. Melina Snoozy with a big first quarter, 13 points for the freshman, has spurred the Crusaders to a 26-2 lead after the first stanza. You're listening to Crusader Basketball here on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back for quarter number two.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121, newcrib.com.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. We're at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, high above center court. We've played one here in the opener as the Crusaders, with a big first quarter, lead the Yellow Jackets from Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 26-2. In that first quarter, Snoozy with 13 points, 6 points for Stanley, 5 points for Lee, and 2 points for LeFleur. On the first possession of the second quarter, though, they get it, Yellow Jackets get the ball inside, but Jarman misses a short one. They kick it up to Lee quickly, and Lee gets the finish. She's got 7, coming off a big career-high 28-point performance last night against Abraham Lincoln. 28-2 Crusaders here as we start quarter number 2. Once again, they go into Jarman. Jarman's turnaround is off the mark. We've had a couple good looks here, just haven't got anything to fall. Here come the Crusaders pushing it quickly. Demke's going to back it off now. She's got Stanley on one wing, Snoozy on the other. A couple good options. Now they run a little back pick three for Demke. Instead, she kicks it to Stanley. Stanley misses the three. Snoozy with the rebound, and she puts it back in.
Crusaders kind of getting the shots they want, and looks like they're working on a little bit different defense here. A little 2-on-2, trapping the point guard at half court with Snoozy and Stanley.
Stanley gets the bucket off the steal there. Snoozy with the assist on that.
Yeah, point guard's going to have to get rid of that ball before she comes across half court, because here comes a trap again, and makes a nice pass out of it.
This time they handle it. They kick it inside. Ball goes up and in. Very nice job there by Riley Wirtz, who's done some nice things off the bench for the Yellow Jackets. 32-4 Crusaders. Lee, open three. Good.
And again, Crusaders almost to that. Of course, in the first half, it doesn't matter with the running clock, but 35-4 here with 6 minutes left in the first half.
Nice cross-court pass by the Yellow Jackets as they break the pressure. Now goes to the baseline. High post to Jarman. She loses control of it. Snoozy with the steal. She kicks it up to Stanley, and Stanley gets the bucket. Stanley's got 10. Lee's got 10. And Snoozy with 15 for the Crusaders. 37-4 in the Security National Bank scoreboard as the Yellow Jackets throw the ball away. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, along with Fram Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. Big thanks to them and all our great sponsors who underwrite Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Crusaders working against the Yellow Jacket zone. Snoozy left wing goes back up high to Demke. Back to Snoozy. Corner three for Molina is off the mark. And the rebound is going to be controlled by Colby Carroll, who's checked into the ballgame for the Crusaders. Snoozy probing. Gets to the elbow. Kicks back to Demke. Demke with a nice lob pass into Lee. Back outside to Snoozy, and she drills another three. Already the fourth three on the night for Melina Snoozy, as she's got 18. She's right at her season scoring average. On the other side, the Yellow Jackets try and get the ball inside. And tipped out of bounds by Abby Lee, as checking into the ball game is going to be Addie Kleiss. So on the floor for the Crusaders now is Kleiss, Carroll, LaFleur, Lee, and Demke. Yellow Jackets inbound opportunity. 5:06 to go here in the second quarter, and they throw it away. Crusaders applied a little man-to-man pressure there on the inbounds, and Yellow Jackets had a little difficulty there. 40-4, Crusaders here. 5:04 to go in your second quarter. Demke brings it across. Up high, Abby Lee. Back to Kleiss. Demke. She pump fakes, puts it up. Little runners off the mark. As Maddie LaFleur hit the board hard, and she's going to be fouled on the rebound by Brandy Jarman. That's Brandy's first foul. It's going to give the Crusaders an out-of-bounds opportunity from under their own bucket. Carly Cobe now enters the lineup for Miss LaFleur. Maddie Demke will trigger the ball from the inbound set. It's Kleiss, Lee, Cobe, and Carroll, along with Demke on the floor for the Crusaders. 2-3 zone awaiting the inbounds as they kick it up to Abby. Abby, another three-pointer top of the key. It's off the horn and missed. Nice rebound there by Tierney for the Yellow Jackets. Yellow Jackets bring it across. Crusaders are sitting in that 1-3-1 now as Abby Lee kicked the ball as they were trying to pass it cross-court. It's going to be an out-of-bounds for the Yellow Jackets. 4:36 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It is Bishop Heelan 40, Thomas Jefferson 4. Yellow Jackets working against the 2-3 zone. They dribble it to the right wing. Now they spin it left wing. Nice ball reversal. They kick it inside. Nice little play there, and couldn't get the finish. Really nice execution. Just Grace Strong couldn't get it to fall. As we're going to see a travel called on the Crusaders as they push it past half court. Julie Verzal is going to check into the ballgame. Abby Lee is going to check out. Colby Carroll, Addie Kleiss, Maddie Demke, Julie Verzal, and Carly Cobe make the lineup for the Crusaders here as Strong dribbles through the high trap, kicks it over, and we're going to see a foul whistled on Miss Carroll. That's Colby's first foul. Just the first team foul of the quarter for the Crusaders. Yellow Jackets inbounds. They take a corner. Corner three is off the mark. Had a good look there by Wirtz. She couldn't get it. Rebound by Kleiss. Here comes Demke pushing up quickly to Verzal. Back to Demke. Demke long three. In and out. Rebound's going to be controlled by the Yellow Jackets. That's Madeline Tierney with that rebound.
Didn't see the girls play last night, but Maddie has been shooting the ball extremely well. Good to see her kind of, again, come tournament time, especially state tournament, you've got to make sure that you have that fourth person that's willing to take that shot.
Another turnover by the Yellow Jackets. They kick it up quickly. Crusaders, Carly Cobe, speaking of somebody that's starting to line it up.
She's been shooting really well lately as well, too.
Yeah, I think sometimes, sometimes with the emphasis on Stanley, Snoozy, and LaFleur, you lose track of just how good Maddie Demke is and how important she is to this team.
Oh, absolutely.
She does it all for them.
She's that unsung hero down at the bottom of that baseline, kind of like the old Katie Cooks of the old days, you know. There's Demke with the steal.
And she's going to go coast to coast and get the and-one opportunity. She's going to be fouled by Tierney on the drive. So Demke, with an and-one opportunity, pushes that score to 45-4 here with 3:06 to go in quarter number two. Second quarter brought to you by Lightforms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Dock, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS join in on sponsoring our second quarters. Free throw is up and good for Demke. Outstanding free throw shooter at well over 70% as she's going to check out. And checking in for her will be Yoakum for the Crusaders. That's Ashley Yoakum. And she'll be play the baseline of that 1-3-1. So it'll be Carroll on the point. Verzel will man the middle. Kobe and Kleiss on the wings. And down low will be Yoakum. And now it looks like the Crusaders, as I say that, the Crusaders are going to switch to a man-to-man defense. Ball gets inbounded to Strong. She drives in. We're going to see a foul called on the shot. It's going to be a two-shot foul. And going to the line is going to be the aforementioned Grace Strong. She's a 5'6" senior. Grace on the year is a 58% free throw shooter. She averages 10.5 points a game. She's yet to score here. This is her first opportunity. First free throw is off the mark. Grace will get one more. Score stands at 46-4 here with just under 3 minutes left in your second quarter. Strong second free throw is up and good. She's on the board, 46-5. Here come the Crusaders. Carroll kicks it up into Kobe. Back out to Carroll. Kleiss, open three, again looks good, just a little bit short.
Every time she shoots it, I think it's going in, and I think once she, you know, she ever gets a rhythm going, I think she could be a dangerous shooter for us.
Karen Gant with the ball, takes it behind her back, left-handed runner, and they're going to call travel. I'm not sure I saw that. That was a really nice move by Taryn Grant. She took it behind her back, threw up a little left-handed hook layup, and they're going to wave it off.
Hey, up 46-5, it better be a darn big travel.
you better give her that one.
Yeah.
Come on, Addie, just keep shooting that ball. She's got a spot here on that left wing. Everyone that's right on our vision line here from where we're calling the ball game, everyone has looked good, as Tom said, as – good ball movement here as they spin it left to right, corner Kobe. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. They go to Verzel, high post. She has a shot blocked, rebounded by Brandy Jarman. Here come the Yellow Jackets. They push it up to Gant. Gant's going to drive lane. She gets the ball punched out by Carroll. Now Carroll's going to go one-on-one against Strong. She goes hard to the hole, and I believe they're going to whistle Grace Strong with the foul. Let's see if they call that a shooting foul or not here. And looks like that's a fact, and that in fact is going to be the case. So Miss Kobe Carroll will go to the line to shoot a pair on the air. Kobe is, I believe, 2-for-4 unofficially. I didn't have in her last night's stats yet as she knocks that free throw in.
And,
check real quick to see if she shot one last night. She did not. So she now officially on the year is 3-for-5 at 60%. She's going to get one more here.
Maddie Schirmerhorn checking into the game.
Carroll misses the second free throw, 47-5. Of course, Colby's dad had a wonderful career here at Bishop Heelan. Dr. Tom Carroll, really a strong multi-sport performer for the Crusaders back in the late 90s. Yep. As they go inside, the miss there is Kobe got a good look, but Jarman's able to get the rebound, and now here come the Yellow Jackets. They push it across, and we believe we're going to get a 10-second call there. Maybe some backcourt pressure that didn't need to be applied there.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything.
And sometimes, you know, it's just hard to turn it off when the girls are used to play a certain way.
Yeah.
And, again, there's players on the court that don't get a lot of playing time. As Kleiss puts another one up, that's just a little bit long. Nice rebound there by Schirmerhorn. Another opportunity here. Carroll over to Yoakum. Yoakum with the three. Good.
Boom.
Ashley Yoakum knocks the three down as the Crusaders hit the magic half-century mark at 50. Thomas Jefferson, 5. Here come the Yellow Jackets bringing it across. Strong working against the Crusader man-to-man defense. There's Brandy Jarman with a nice drive off the high post. Couldn't get it to fall. The rebound goes out of bounds off the Crusaders. 36 seconds left in your first half. It's all Crusaders, 50-5. And looks like the Crusaders, I think it's safe to assume, are going to be well on their way to a conference champion. Congratulations.
Yes.
Well-deserved in what was a very difficult and top-heavy conference. When you look at Lamar's, the quality of Lamar's East High and Bishop Heelan Crusaders.
Three really good teams, not only in our conference, but the state teams.
Crusaders holding here for the last shot. The play clock, our shot clock is off. Yoakum flips it back to Colby Carroll. Carroll starts the offense, kicks it left wing. Now back out to Colby, a little inside out as Schemmerhorn gets another rebound and puts it up, and she's going to be hacked in the act. Miss Maddie Schemmerhorn is going to shoot a pair. Jarman with the foul. That's her second. In the background, you're hearing the beautiful voice of Mr. Tom Jones, the voice of the USD Coyotes called into duty today.
Absolutely. Yotes off this weekend, so it's always good to have Tom Jones in the house.
Absolutely. Schemmerhorn with a miss on the first free throw. She'll get one more. Second free throw is up and good. So Maddie Schemmerhorn's on the in the scoring column here as the Yellow Jackets are going to throw up a long shot at the first half buzzer and almost knocked it home. It's a great strong from about 35 feet. Almost went Caitlin Clark on us, but it was just a little bit short. So that's a wrap. Half number one's in the books. It's the Crusaders 51, the Yellow Jackets 5. Once again, a big thanks to our second quarter sponsor, Lightforms, Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, along with Schramm Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Mises, CNOS. At half on your Security National Bank scoreboard, it is the Crusaders 51. The Yellow Jackets 5. We'll be back after a word from some of our great sponsors. It's Crusader basketball this afternoon on the home of Crusader Athletics, Catholic Radio 88.1 on your FM dial.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188. Serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas with long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
Busch Dry Cleaners is proud to be an environmental leader. Our Green Earth cleaning process serves to establish us as one of Siouxland's concerned businesses. The new Green Earth solution is good for you, our customers, because it's an excellent cleaner, it's odorless, and leaves your clothes feeling and looking like new. It is good for our industry because it's non-toxic and can be handled easily and safely. At Busch Dry Cleaners, it's just good for everybody.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgin. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
People's Bank knows that game day is always exciting. One thing that all of our Crusader teams have learned is the importance of teamwork. That's a key success in banking too. People's Bank employees work with you to make it a team effort toward your financial goals. You can stop at our Sioux City Morningside or North Sioux City locations. Here's wishing you the best from the team at People's Bank. Go Crusaders! People's Bank, where values matter. Member FDIC.
And now, back to your Crusader sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show here on 88.1 FM KFHC KOIA Catholic Radio, brought to you tonight, as always, by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with People's Bank of Sioux City, Mollett Industrial Group, Busch Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Potts and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialist. Under Security National Bank scoreboard, it's all Crusaders as the Crusaders lead the 1-19 Yellow Jackets 51-5 here at half. And real quickly, the leading scorers for the ball game. First of all, for the Yellow Jackets, Taryn Gant with two, Riley Wirtz with two, and one for Grace Strong. For the Crusaders, again, three players in double figures, led by Melina Snoozy with 18 points. She was 4 for 6 from the three-point line. 10 points for Abby Lee, 10 points for Brooklyn Stanley, 3 points apiece for Demke and Carly Cobe, as well as Ashley Yoakum. 2 points for Maddie LaFleur, 1 for Colby Carroll, and 1 for Maddie Shimmerhorn. So hard to sugarcoat it, Tom. It's just kind of a little bit of what we expected in this ball game. Again, with a win tonight, the Crusaders not only would move to 20-1 on the season, but clinch an MRAC conference title. As they head into playoffs tonight, or this afternoon, is the last game for the Crusaders in the regular season, and they will await the winner of Sergeant Bluff and Storm Lake. That is a Tuesday game. They await the winner of that for a next Saturday Region 3 4A semifinal here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. It'll tip off at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:45. Again, the Crusaders will be taking on either Storm Lake or Storm Lake or Sergeant Bluff Luton.
You need to send me an updated schedule, Coach. Also, Tuesday, we know anything about Tuesday?
We're not calling Tuesday.
Okay, I'm road tripping. Yeah, any Omaha alumni listening, if you want to go to lunch, give me a call. I'll be down on Tuesday.
Yeah, the Crusader men will be down at Scutt on Tuesday night, Omaha Scutt. Again, another challenge for the guys' team. We will not cover that on Catholic Radio, but we'll be back on for the playoffs, and we will follow the Crusaders teams, both of them, as long
if
as
they're playing and winning, we're going to cover them.
As long as they're rolling, we're rolling. So, as always, we certainly appreciate all of you for your patronage and listening to us. It certainly is a real treat for us to call games. Sometimes games like this get very difficult to call. Well, we want to try to be as positive as we can with the Yellow Jackets. We know that Coach Driver's doing the, and the girls are doing the best they can. It is really a mismatch. The Crusaders have a really strong team. I don't think there's any other way to look at it.
No.
And they seem to be getting better every game.
As we prepare for this TJ Helan Boya rematch, I think I mentioned this week that last Friday night down at TJ, maybe one of the most electric atmospheres I've ever been around in the Beehive. It was really a great atmosphere, a lot of energy, and makes you feel good for TJ, for those kids to have that kind of spirit kind of running through their program right now, because that, you know, that just makes the entire school environment better.
Well, I think their win over AL a couple weeks ago was their first win over them in like 18 years or something crazy like that. So, well, you know, getting the bragging rights in Council Bluffs is pretty important. TJ's kind of hung in the shadows of Abraham Lincoln as well as Lewis Central down there, and to see them pop into have a team like this, you got to feel good about that as somebody who's watched TJ over the years. And back back in the early 2000s, they had some strong teams.
Yeah.
They had some great athletes that went on to play some Division I athletics and other sports. But
I would say that the TJ boys are kind of crowned king of Council Bluffs this year. Last night, the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors went down and beat Lewis Central by, I think, 15 or 16 in a game that maybe wasn't even that close. And so, like I said, we're going to have our hands full in game two today.
You want to keep an eye on that Sergeant Bluff team. As so often is the case, they're playing their best ball at the end of the year, and that record may not indicate just how good that team is. I think is the case with the Crusaders.
Right.
When you look at the schedule both these teams play, they don't shy away from people and maybe have a few more losses than some of the higher-ranked teams in the state, but they're certainly on the radar.
Yes, and you certainly learn those records don't mean boo diddly. It's how have you prepared yourself for the tournament. Both the Helan boys and Helan girls have done a great job this season of making sure that they've challenged themselves when the opportunities are there. They're filling those dates with teams that are quality teams, and that pays off on tournament time.
Big thanks once again to our halftime sponsors throughout the course of the year. They have been Dave Pepin Real Estate, People's Bank, Mahl Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, New Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapy Specialists. Once again at half, 51-5. We're going to send it back to the studio for a couple more ads when we come back. It's quarter number 3 from here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We'll be right back.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go. And Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us. So we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Bulk Brothers, being in business for so long has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Bulk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Bulk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to third quarter action on the opening possession for the Crusaders. A nice little pick play for Abby Lee, and Abby goes in and gets the bucket. She's got 12 on the night, and at the other end, Abby blocks the shot. And it'll be out of bounds for the Yellow Jackets. 53-5 is your score here as we start the second half. Of course, we will be in a running clock situation throughout the second half, so things will scoot around real quickly here. Yellow Jackets kick it into Jarman. She gets a nice finish there. Brandy Jarman with two.
Remember, Brandy down at the Tyson Center last year was a double-figure scorer for the Warriors, I believe.
At the other end, I believe Jarman's going to be whistled for the foul as they flipped it into Abby, and Abby once again couldn't quite get it to fall, but she's going to get a couple free throws here, and I think that's going to be the end of the starting five here. A minute into quarter number three as Coach Koolstra rolled them out for a couple possessions, and now a fresh five is going to come in for the Crusaders. Kleiss, Kolb, yep. Yoakum, and Berzel will check in, and waiting at the table would be Colby Carroll should Abby Lee make this second free throw. Abby with 12 on the night, and she knocks that one down. Her night is over with 13 points. As Crusaders push that lead to 54-7. Again, we are in a running clock situation. Our third quarter brought to you by Falk Brothers and Central Bank, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Mater Dei Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Here's the Yellow Jackets working against man-to-man defense for the Crusaders. A little step-through move there
by Taryn Grant,
but yeah. She couldn't get it to fall. Here come the Crusaders. They kick it up quickly up the right side. Kleiss knocks it inside to Verzel. Back to Kleiss. Kleiss' three-pointer is just off the mark. And the rebound is going to be corralled by the Crusaders. There's a nice save there by Kolb. Flips it back to Carroll. Now back to Kolb. Corner three. In and out. Nice rebound there by Colby. She goes in, grabs it, and misses her shot, and it's going to be a jump ball situation as Colby hung with it. It's going to be Yellow Jacket ball on alternate possession.
Good call by Greg Kerwin, official Greg Kerwin, dad Kevin Kerwin, a Heathen graduate. Too bad Greg wasn't. He was a good athlete.
He was a good athlete.
He's a good athlete, did he say?
Here's the Yellow Jackets with the balls. They try and kick it inside, and they throw it away. They tried to hit Gray Strong on a little backdoor cut, and ball goes out of bounds. Belongs to the Crusaders as we cruise through quarter number three, checking in the ball game for the Yellow Jackets. Will be Riley Wirtz, and checking out will be Demi Payne. Here come the Crusaders. With the ball is Colby Carroll. She's going to bring it across the timeline. She's got Kleiss on the right wing, Yoakum on the left. Over to Addy. Kleiss turns it down. Now flips it into Julie Verzel. Verzel inside out. There's Yoakum with another three. Good.
Two for two for Yoakum. She's happy. Everybody's happy.
Ashley Yoakum with the three. 57-7 Crusaders with the lead. Here come the Yellow Jackets working against the man-to-man. Nice drive there. They flip up the layup as Stong couldn't get it, Taryn Gant couldn't get it to fall. Here come the Crusaders on the push. Kleiss drives in, flips it up, and she's a little bit short, gets her own rebound. Going to kick it back outside. Colby Carroll spins it over to Yoakum, and the ball goes out of bounds. And no, she saved it, but it was stolen by the Yellow Jackets. Riley Wirtz with the steal there. Here come the Yellow Jackets across the timeline. 4.5 minutes to go here in your third quarter. Again, we are in a running clock situation. Wirtz with the ball up high, just outside the three-point line. There's a nice drive by Strong, and I think we're going to see free throws coming for Gray Strong as she drove in, and a foul's going to be whistled on the Crusaders. Let's see who they call that
on. I think that was on Carroll, I believe.
Colby Carroll picking up the foul. That is her second of the night. Just three team fouls on the Crusaders all evening. Grace Strong knocks that first free throw down. She's got a pair for the night. Score stands at 57-8 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Grace will get one more. She is a 5'6" senior. And that one's in and out, rebounded by Kleiss. Here comes Yoakum bringing it across the timelines. Kicks it to the corner quickly. Colby Carroll had a three, turned it down. Back up high to Yoakum, and Yoakum trying to throw it across court, has the ball stolen by Strong. Strong's going to go coast to coast and put up the layup and knock it in.
Really nice finish there by Strong, as kind of had to go through traffic and maybe even could have gotten a foul called on that one.
I'm going to call that a strong finish, huh?
It was a strong finish.
Crusaders with the ball now, working against the Yellow Jacket 1-3-1 defense. Carroll kicks it over to Kleiss. Kleiss right wing. High post, Verzel, elbow jumper off the horn and rebounded by Carly Cove. Carly's shot is blocked, comes in the hands of Yoakum. Now Carroll with the three, and that's good.
There you go. She thought about it a couple times and said, yeah, you know what, everyone else is shooting them. I guess I will too.
Colby Carroll with the three. Lots of threes on the board tonight for the Crusaders. 60-10 is your score here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Yellow Jackets driving in, kicking to Strong. She gets double-teamed in the corner. Kicks it out high. Gant drives in, and she's going to be hacked in the act, and she'll get to the free throw line. Taryn Gant will shoot two. Third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers, and as well as Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. Our other third quarter sponsors throughout the course of this season have been Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. As always, a big thanks to all our great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. First free throw by Miss Gant is off the mark. Second one trickles in. 60-11 Crusaders. Crusaders with the ball now, working against the Yellow Jacket zone defense. Ball left side. Carly Cove kicks it inside.
Oh, nice Verzel. Ball movement.
Verzel pop out to Kleiss. Kleiss couldn't get it. Julie Verzel with the rebound and the putback. She misses it, but she's going to get to the free throw line. And the senior is going to get an opportunity here to knock a couple free throws down. Julie Verzel. I believe Julie is the, if not the number one ranked, she's one of the top 2 to 3 ranked academic students in her class. So she's a... kind of what you've come to expect from a lot of our Heelan athletes. They are gold star student athletes.
Yeah. Well, again, no offense, especially the girls. No. The announce the other night, senior night, 3.95 cumulative GPA by those seniors.
Julie Verzel knocks that second free throw down. 61-11 here. We're under 3 minutes left here in your third quarter. Gray Stong with the ball, dribbles into the double team and dribbles it off her foot. Turnover, Crusaders. On the floor for the Crusaders, it's Yoakum, Kleiss, Kobe, Carroll, and Verzel. Here's Yoakum with the ball up high to Kleiss. Like to see Addie to take another three-pointer here. I think she's due to have one fall.
Yes.
She spots up. She shoots. It's going to be a little off to the left. Rebound by Yoakum. Back up high to Carroll. Carroll's going to reset the offense. 2.5 left here in the third quarter. Crusaders up 50, 61-11. Kobe with the ball. Back up high, Yoakum. Corner, Kleiss. Kleiss is going to try that left corner, and that one's a little bit off.
Right now she's talking to herself like, you know, right now.
Why are my teammates keep telling me to shoot?
Right now, I think her dad might beat her in horse because her confidence is, she needs a layup to go in.
Here we go with the Yellow Jackets as they try get the ball inside. A little inside out. They're strong, going to drive in. She's going to flip it. Open three for the Yellow Jackets is good.
Boom.
Demi Payne.
Beautiful shot there.
Payne knocks down. That's the first three-pointer of the night for the Yellow Jackets. 61-14 Crusaders. Here's Colby Carly Cope tries to answer, and she does.
She does. I was just going to say, no pain, no gain. And then Carly Cope with the three.
Double K for the tray.
Man, we are spitting these things out like it's our job.
There's way too much time to think of stuff like that in a game like this. We're going to see Cope whistle for a foul. Got a little aggressive on the perimeter. We're going to see a couple of subs coming into the ball game for the Crusaders. We're going to see Miss Billings as well as checking into the ball game. We also have Delaney.
Delaney, Bleeker, and
Billings.
Billings, there we go.
We're going to join Carly Cope and Yoakum on the floor for the Crusaders. Under 1 minute to go here is
the old shot clock violation.
Shot clock violation. Crusaders going to probably should have been a reset there. I think the officials are going to talk this over. Well, one last shout out to our third quarter sponsors, Folk Brothers, as well as Central Bank, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. And I believe the officials are going to remedy the situation. It should have been a shot clock reset, and so we're going to see exactly that. 25 seconds left on the shot clock. Ball's going to remain in the hands of the Yellow Jackets. As they're looking to try and kick it in, they finally get into Grace Strong, and she's going to set the offense up high. 40 seconds left in the quarter. She kicks it right wing to Taryn Gant. Gant's going to drive. She's working against Yoakum. She gets in deep. Carly Cope comes over to the block, but they're going to whistle Carly with the foul, and it's going to put Miss Gant back to the line to shoot a pair. Once again, looking forward on coverage. We will not have boys coverage on Tuesday night, but we'll be back in action when the girls resume their, hopefully their run to Des Moines as they're going to start their 4A regional playoff game, a semifinal next Saturday at 7 o'clock here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. They'll take on the winner of Sergeant Bluff Luton and Storm Lake. If you can't get out and join, can't get out and support them here, please tune in to us next Saturday at 7 o'clock for playoff basketball.
Yeah.
And then the boys will start the following Monday.
Boys district seeds or matchups will come out on late Monday afternoon.
Crusaders, Cope, corner, three's off. Kind of surprised she missed it as hot as she's been here. Nice hustle by Delaney to get the rebound. Now corner, Yoakum, her three is off the mark. Another battle for the rebound is won by Carly. She kicks it to Yoakum. Shots up, but misses, and that's the end of three quarters of play. After three from here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, it is the Crusaders 64, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 16. We'll be right back after a word from some of our great sponsors. It's Crusader Basketball this afternoon on Catholic Radio.
Splish splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber ducky floating mat. Family fun under the sun, just don't forget your sunscreen and hat. When summer's near, so is the heat. That's why our mats just can't be beat. Splish splash, all day long. On a rubber ducky mat is where you belong. You'll be a swishing and splashing. Oh yeah!
Rubber Ducky is a proud supporter of 88.1 Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan. Visit us at rubberducky.com.
At Tri-State Dental Care, you'll be part of our family. For four generations, serving the Tri-State area, Dr. Jeff Reinking, Dr. Amber Wisner, and Dr. Robert Marks. Tri-State Dental Care, care for the health and beauty of your smile. Contact our Dakota Dunes Dental Office to schedule your complimentary consultation. You can call 605-242-7123. 605-242-7123.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
As we start quarter number four, Crusaders with the ball. Schemmerhorn spins a corner to Billings. Back up high, Yoakum. Crusaders up 64-16 here as we start the fourth stanza. Good ball movement here. Schemmerhorn, long three, left corner, left wing, off the mark. Billings tried to save it, but goes out of bounds. Belongs to the Yellow Jackets. We got a running clock situation. Crusaders up comfortably 64-16 as they're cruising on to their 20th win of the season, and they'll close out the regular season at 20-1. I think it's pretty safe to say that given the score. As the Yellow Jackets kick it inside, we're going to see
step out of bounds.
Turnover, Yellow Jackets. Good to see the Yellow Jackets kind of come to life a little bit that third quarter.
Yeah.
They scored 11 of their 16 points in that third quarter, and Crusaders only outscored them 13-11. As we're going to see, checking back into the ball game will be Colby Carroll. Checking out will be Ashley Yoakum. Triggering the ball inbounds will be Delaney. She kicks it up high to Billings as they spin the ball around. Back to Delaney, corner Billings. Working left side, now back up high, Colby Carroll. Colby drives the elbow, kicks it, Schemmerhorn, jumper short from the short corner, misses it, but Colby gets the rebound, misses that. Nice rebound there for the Crusaders. Another three, Delaney misses that three, and finally rebounded by the Yellow Jackets.
The again, you'd kind of like to see him hit 20. You know, just let's see if they can execute, get a few more baskets in there is just a little confidence booster.
Riley Wirtz kicks it over to Strong. Her crossover move into the lane is stolen by Schemmerhorn. Here come the Crusaders kicking it up quickly. Going to be a three-pointer. Colby Carroll, it's in and out. Schemmerhorn with the board. She puts it up, and she's going to get to the free throw line to add to her total. She's got one on the night. She's going to shoot a couple free throws here. Foul's going to be whistled on Taryn Gant. That's her third. Fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Swimming Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards, and more. Big thanks to all our great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. As Ms. Schemmerhorn misses the first one and misses the second one, so she's one for four on the night from the charity stripe. 64-16. We're under 6 minutes left in the ball game. Again, boys game will follow. It's a 17-3 Yellow Jackets against the Crusaders, who stand 12-7 on the season, coming off a huge win last night at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln.
The big day tomorrow, Super Bowl. Yeah, you're hosting the party. Everybody's invited, right? Right, Coach?
Absolutely. If you can put up with my grand dog, he is a major Chiefs fan.
I've got some dogs like that, too.
Gant with the ball inside. Here comes Delaney pushing up quickly back to Delaney. Kicked it over to Carroll. Got it back. Missed the three. Rebound there. Nice rebound by Demi Payne of the Yellow Jackets. Here come the Yellow Jackets across the timeline. We're under 5 minutes left in the ball game. 64-16 under Security National Bank scoreboard. Starting to see a few more people filter in for the second ball game, which should be a good one.
Yeah, I was going to say this. Right now, not much of a student section. We had this last Saturday afternoon too. I don't know what's going on
afternoons. We've got a lot of things going on.
Show choir.
Plus, I think tonight is the snowball dance. So there's a lot of preparation going on
there
for that.
There is. I know it took me a while to prepare for those dances.
Three-pointers off the mark for Riley Wirtz. Here come the Crusaders now. One and done for the Yellow Jackets.
Delaney
misses a three. There's Ant with a long rebound, and the Yellow Jackets got numbers. She's going to weave through the Crusaders, put it up, misses it, but she's going to be fouled in the act. Colby Carroll with the foul is going to put Taryn to the line to shoot a pair once again. With 4:09 to go here, Crusaders 64-16. They are going to be your MRAC regular season champions with just one loss on the season. Congratulations to this coaching staff and this girls group as Gant kicks in the first free throw. 64-17 is your score. Second free throw is good as well. After missing her first one, she's rolled in the last five in a row for Taryn Grant. 64-18. Halfway through quarter number four, Crusaders with the ball. They skip cross court. Pressure back to Carroll up high. Carroll right wing Shammerhorn down corner to Billings. Delaney's got a three, didn't take it. Billings now right wing back to Delaney. Carroll pump fakes, drives, kicks. Billings. Carroll. Back to Billings. Billings is going to put up the three.
Oh,
just off the horn. Pretty good offensive possession there. And couldn't quite get it to fall. Rebound, Yellow Jackets, as they bring it across.
You know, the Crusaders have, 15 roughly on that varsity. And there's not a weak link there. They all know how to play. They all got nice-looking shots, good rotation on the ball. So many teams would like to have our second string and third string kids.
Yeah, I think our JVs were up at half 38-2 against these guys earlier. So there's some talent awaiting this coaching staff in the years to come as we get a foul whistled on the Yellow Jackets. As Ashley Yoakum's going to check back into the ballgame, that foul is on Riley Wirtz. Just the second team foul on TJ, 2:50 to go in these common fouls. The clock's going to keep right on running. So we're scooting toward the end of this ball game. Carroll, Delaney, Carroll, back high. Billings left wing now, cross court. Back up high to Carroll. Shammerhorn with the ball in the corner. Maddie passes it back to Colby. They skip it cross court. And we're going to have a turnover at Crusaders as Billings just couldn't quite keep it in play. Aubrey Billings, a freshman, a nice group of freshmen, of course, led by, highlighted by Melina Snoozy. Snoozy with 18 points in the first half tonight. Closed her book with 18, and that's right on her season average. Here's the Yellow Jackets now. 2 minutes left in the ball game and the regular season for the young ladies. Ball goes inside. Nice move. Couldn't quite get it to fall. Jarman with a nice put down, and as Carroll gets the rebound, takes it coast to coast, and is going to be hacked in the act. She'll shoot two. Colby Carroll. Colby grabbed that rebound, just took it coast to coast. Couldn't quite get the layup to fall, but she'll get a couple free throws here. Billings, Yoakum, Carroll, Shimmerhorn, and Delaney on the court for the Crusaders as they knock it down. I think that's the first point of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and TJ coming with a fresh five here for the last minute 45.
The old announcer's nightmare. Digging through your book, sometimes the names aren't even in the book.
Just say 34-12.
Carroll.
One.
Colby Carroll smoothly knocks both those free throws down. 66-18, Crusaders. It's been a battle of free throws. Two free throws apiece here in the fourth quarter. As the Crusaders get a steal, it's Ashley Yoakum. She's going to take it deep into the lane, tries to hit Colby Carroll, but Colby can't handle it. Out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Yellow Jackets. 90 seconds left in your ball game. Crusaders looking to move to 20-1 on the season as they'll close up their regular season and await the winner of Sergeant Bluff Luton and Storm Lake in a 4A regional semifinal here back at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse next Saturday at 7 o'clock. Of course, we'll have coverage of that here on Catholic Radio. Jumper for the Yellow Jackets off the baseline is missed. Carroll again with the rebound, and I think Colby wants to scoot it coast to coast again. This time she pulls it back, kicks it into Shammerhorn. Shammerhorn running hook shots off the mark. Under 1 minute left in your ball game. Here come the Yellow Jackets on the cruise. It's Lutz with the ball. Kicks it over to...
Is that Dave's daughter?
Well, he's here.
Oh, no.
It's
no,
spelled differently.
Yeah, that's L-U-T-Z.
But Lutzy is in the house.
Is he here?
I thought I saw him over there. Longtime TJ head boys basketball coach. And a very entertaining young man.
Yeah. Yes, he was. Oh, we had some classic
games. We had some good ones. The conference meetings were always entertaining. Here's the Crusaders trying to kill out the clock here. 15 seconds to go. Delaney misses the three-pointer. It's going to go off the Crusaders, and I don't think the ball is going to get back in play. And I think we're going to have a final here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Your final for your conference champion, Bishop Heelan Crusaders. They win 66-18 over the Yellow Jackets of Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Congratulations to Coach Darren Koolstra, his staff, and these fine players, 20-1 on the season. And they're going to wait a second-round playoff game next Saturday here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Once again, your final here from in game number one on the Security National Bank scoreboard. It's the Crusaders 66, Yellow Jackets 18. Big thanks to our fourth-quarter sponsors. They have been St. Augustine Indian Mission Prime Bank, Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. We'll be back with our post-game slash pre-game show here after word from some of our great sponsors. We're going to let Eric Fox run a lot of commercials here, and we want to hear from all our great sponsors. We've got about 30 minutes until tip-off for game number two as they want to try and stay close to that 2 o'clock start time. So a lot of knowledge to dispense, Tom, in the next 30 minutes. So we're going to take it back to Eric and hear from some of our great sponsors. It's Crusader basketball this fine afternoon from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse.
Holland Lawn Care is proud to provide homeowners with services that may increase curb appeal and value to your home. Your lawn is Holland Lawn Care's priority. Holland Lawn Care serves both commercial and residential properties, from snow removal of driveways and sidewalks to sprinkler systems, lawn seeding, sod, landscaping rock, and edging. Learn more by contacting Holland Lawn Care at 712-255-1866.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Did you know Bishop Heelan Catholic School uses Paychex? Paychex simplifies Heelan's onboarding of new teachers and staff. Paychex also automates Heelan's payroll for both exempt and non-exempt teachers and staff. Plus, Paychex helps the Heelan finance staff stay up to date with the latest tax rates and regulations. Paychex's mission and philosophy emulate Heelan's to support one another, thrive, and flourish. Learn how Paychex's time-saving solutions for payroll, HR, and benefits can enhance your business efficiency by contacting Andrew Erdman.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heelan, and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heelan Athletics.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order, pickup, or delivery on the app.
McClintock Insurance. We are a family-owned independent agency that was established in 1962. We offer coverage for personal auto, homeowners, umbrellas, boats, motorcycles, RVs, your commercial business, bonds, and life insurance. To find out more, you can call 712-277-4600. McClintock Insurance, located at 908 Pierce Street in Sioux City.
Hello, this is Nick Hegarty, Helan Class of 1996 and Market President at Prime Bank. Whether you attended Helan yourself or sent your own children to Helan, your family became a part of the Helan family. Well, it's the same way at Prime Bank. When you bank with Prime Bank, we make you feel like family. Our staff works with you to make sure all your banking needs are met with our outstanding accounts, great rates, and a staff you know and trust. Make Prime Bank your bank and be a part of the Prime Bank family. Member FDIC.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Basketball Postgame Show, brought to you by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Spencer, Peter and Matt Sentions of Danbury, Rob Waterhouse of Storm Lake, and Jeremy Borchers of South Sioux City and West Point. Our other sponsors for our postgame include Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Is on the floor right now. They're honoring our senior cheerleaders and senior athletes. And Tom, that's quite a group of seniors here. In fact, the whole starting lineup is seniors, and really have held an instrumental part in taking this program to the state tournament last year and into another great year this year.
Right, and you know, and senior Drew Dickus was a longtime player. His dad, Mark, my first year coaching was a volunteer job with Doug Moody in 92-93. Rich Chamberlain and Mark Dickus, both on that team, state tournament team that was able to be a part of then.
So this is just an outstanding group of players and support personnel as well as cheerleaders. Big thanks to the hard work they put in, because right. There's a lot of time commitment to being a part of a program. And again, congratulations to a really, really good group who's had an outstanding career here at Bishop Helan. Again, if you weren't listening earlier, our girls closed their season at 20-1 with a 66-18 win over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. They led 26-2 after one, 51-5 at halftime, 64-16 after three, and closed out with a 66-18 win. By the way, the Crusaders are your Missouri River Activities Conference regular season girls basketball champions this year. Outstanding job by the coaching staff and players, and they'll await playoff action next Saturday as they'll entertain the winner of Storm Lake and Sergeant Bluff Luton here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, 7 o'clock next Saturday.
You're a lot more in tune to most of life than I am, but they mentioned that where everyone was going to school, and the big question is, you know, Quinn Olson, you know, heard anything on Quinn as far as football recruiting?
Quinn is getting a lot of late interest from both, you know, all sizes of school, including a lot of Power 5 schools. He's an outstanding player, and I think a lot of people get used to seeing Quinn as a quarterback. I think what the colleges are recruiting him as is a safety,
yeah,
or perhaps maybe even an outside linebacker given his size.
Right.
But boy, he's a winner. He's a competitor. He's a winner. Any program would be very fortunate to have him should he choose to play. We all know that the sports at the college level is quite a commitment, and
yeah,
you've got to be sold on it 100%. But I think actually it sounds like the interest is picking up a little bit here as of late. This week we had some signees. In fact, Max Delaney signing with Morningside.
Cannon Borg with USF.
Favors. Yeah.
Going to Minnesota Moorhead, isn't it?
Absolutely. So congratulations to those guys. Really been an outstanding senior class this year. And
yes,
as is shown in the performances in across the board in all our sports. So.
Yeah.
It's a good year to be a Crusader.
No doubt about it. Keep building it. You know, we just had Discover Helan Night last Monday for incoming freshmen, current eighth graders. And not only did we have a great contingent from our current schools, but we had a lot of kids from other schools that came by, and so all are welcome. How's that?
Tom, why don't you tell us, we got a few minutes here, talk a little bit about the process that you and your committee do as far as evaluating the, you work with the 3A schools, of evaluating the teams and how that then relates to how the playoff structure is set up.
Yeah, so I have been fortunate the last 2 years to be part of the Iowa High School Athletic Association 3A ranking committee. And, so we gather every Sunday night. We go through the games, and my job is really to watch 3A basketball on Northwest and Southwest Iowa, and whether that's in person or on huddle. And we met this morning just to put together the final rankings, not only 1 through 10, which it's really, you're really hopeful to be one of the top 8 seeds. Eight teams, because then you get your own, they call it your own sub-state, so to speak. But there's no easy road to the state tournament. And so Crusaders will find out their seed, which I don't even know yet. I was just part of the ranking committee. But they'll find that on Monday, and there's a lot of good teams. And 3A up this way, MOC, very good team.
Yeah, we haven't seen Lawrence team play in person. We didn't play them.
Hey, real quick, we got a guest showing up real quick. David, how are you, brother? Former TJ coach.
Coach extraordinaire.
Boy, we were just talking about some of the battles and some of the interesting games we had back in the day. Yeah. Yeah, it's good to see you, brother. Yeah, you're the only guy that doesn't age.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. It's a lot easier up here, though. Yeah.
It's not very easy.
No. Well, our Healing girls are pretty salty.
Oh, pretty
let's see. I think we've got more intelligent with years. once we got up here, we got a lot smarter.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're expecting a great game here with the boys again last Friday night. Were you there last Friday at the boys' game? It was a great atmosphere. It was electric in there. It's great for TJ to that environment they had last Friday night. They've had more and more of that this winter than they probably have in a while. And the kids all deserve it.
Yeah, and they're playing well. Dottie did a great job.
Yeah.
Seeing that crowd in there again.
Yeah.
Because it's been 15 years.
Back when you were there, buddy.
We
had some battles.
I think, were you coaching the last time they beat AL?
Yeah.
Yeah. That had to be a big night for the Yellow Jackets, wasn't it?
Yeah, by the way, I was going to ask a question. Do we still owe you money from when Comstock beat up the locker? That's a story from another night, everybody.
Things were not always smooth back in those days.
Yeah.
We always had a great time, though. I had a great relationship with Coach and his staff down there. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I said you always added a lot to the conference meetings.
Good to see you, brother.
Take care.
Yeah. Safe travels.
Right. Oh, go Eagles, huh?
Yeah.
Coach Lutz, former Council Bus, Thomas Jefferson. Probably should have put him on the air. He's an entertaining young man.
He is.
He's in a hurry. Apparently the Eagles are playing tonight in Omaha, so
right.
I can't blame anyone for wanting to get to that.
Well,
so,
nice.
Tom, you were talking about
the rankings is – the sub-states for boys will come out on Monday. Northwest Iowa, there's really, when you look at 3A, MOC is the highest-ranked team. Crusaders have been ranked throughout the season. And then, the team that scares everybody at the end of the year is Sergeant Bluff. Coach Adam Vanderskaff out there does a great job. We'll have his kids ready to go. But in what they really look at is not only the top 8 teams, but the top 16 teams. And so it's you want to be in that top 16, and there's no easy road to the state tournament. But those seedings will come out Monday. And the good thing is sometimes people say, oh, Heelan plays such a tough schedule. You know, the Heelans are the world, Davenport Assumptions are the world, Cedar Rapids Xavier's are the world, Dubuque Wallers are the world. Those Catholic schools that play in a 4A conference, sometimes we take a few on the chin throughout the season, so our records aren't always maybe what some other schools might have. But like I said earlier, it's everyone's 0-0 come tournament time. So you want to be battle-tested. That's the most important thing. You want to be ready for the tournament. It's not necessarily a beauty contest as much as it is as a war of attrition, and you need to be ready for that.
Well, Coach Hahn and this team really has been tested this year. It's I think probably the most difficult regular season schedule I can remember in a long, long time.
Well, you know, we said that our non-conference schedule, example, the girls today, we didn't have any cupcakes. You know, South Sioux City, was down this year. That's really about the only non-conference game we had where we weren't playing a ranked opponent. Caledonia, Norris, Western Christian twice, Omaha Scott next week. We tested ourselves in those non-conference games, and it came out on the wrong end of the win-loss column, but got better every time we played them.
Well, yeah, and unfortunately, you don't get a lot of credit for those out-of-state. The state, because there's no commonality in opponents and stuff, don't really do justice to the people like Scott and Caledonia and North, who are probably all three going to be state tournament teams in their respective states and classes. So, but it is, as you said, the ultimate goal is to be as prepared as possible for your district. I think this team certainly will be. A huge win last night, 66-55. We touched upon it in the initial pregame. Charlie Von Drager, Charlie V for three, we like to say last night. 6 for 7 from the arc. He was just one of the stars. Quinn Olson, getting him back in the lineup, really turned the tide in a lot of ways. And just a great performance. Matt Knoll with another strong outing. Just everybody had a contribution. And we're talking about after the game, Sean Schaefer. He got shut out on the score column, but had some huge rebounds, had a tough draw. Garden, some really good quality AHL players. So it was a fun one last night.
Well, tonight he's going to have his hands full tonight in the boys' game, as we have to do our best job of keeping TJ away from the basket. Where they really hurt us last week was on dribble penetration, and it all starts with Jaden Calabro, 5'8" senior, a transfer from Abraham Lincoln. And boy, I tell you what, he is a tough matchup, fun player to watch play. But he is hard to keep away from that basket.
We're going to take it back to Eric at the studio. Once again, our post game was brought to you by Knights of Columbus agents Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of FRM Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Kyle. When we come back, we'll shift gears completely and set the stage for the boys' game. We're about 13 and a half minutes shy of starting lineups, so we still have a lot of time here. We're going to go back to the studio and hear from some of our great sponsors. It's Crusader Basketball on this Saturday afternoon from the Old Gorman Fieldhouse. We'll be right back.